Good morning, QMF.
Oh, Lord.
Red, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
What?
In the name of all that is holy and sacred, please help me.
Red, what is wrong, man? What happened?
Well, I went out in the woods Friday night you know, blow the heads off some little helpless woodland creatures.
Hunting
and
trip.
I came up on a tragic accident.
Oh, no, man. Yeah. There's been a hunting accident, man? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, well, tell me what happened, man. Explain the situation.
All right. But Friday night, you know, after a while, nature called.
Nature called.
Making me a big old fuzzy dump.
Yeah.
You know, lay a little table.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, I commenced to squatting.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, swap.
What?
Bear trap closed on my scrot.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
You were squatting in the woods and a bear trap closed on your...
Yeah.
Both of them. Oh, man, that is terrible, man. Listen, we're on the air. There's nothing I can do, but, you know, like a wild animal, man, what they do is they chew off whatever part's stuck in the trap, you know, like a leg or something.
God, that's a damn good thing. I ain't a wild animal, that ain't. Oh, hold on, buddy.
What?
Bunny, help us, Bunny.
Apparently killing a bunny.
All right. I'm back. Listen, boys, y'all got to get out here and help me.
What?
This is the second worst pain I ever felt in my life.
Red? Your scrotum is in a bear trap, and it's the second worst pain you've ever felt?
That's right, the second.
Yeah, well, what was the first?
Well, that would have to be when I ran out of chain.
Oh, man. Okay, listen, we got to jump.
Oh, you got to go.
Yeah, we're busy, man. See you later.
Hotline.
Hotline. Good morning, QMF.
Oh, are you going to come and get this bear trap off my scrotum or not? Oh,
Red? God. Red, is that you?
Hell yeah, it's me. Anybody else has got their scrotum caught in a bear trap, you stupid.
No, I don't, man. What can I do for you, Red? I'm kind of busy here.
You get somebody out here, damn it. I think I'm going to lose the left one.
Oh, man. That is a shame. Well, I don't know where you are, Red.
Well, to my left, there is a tree.
Uh-huh.
In front of me, a couple more trees.
All right.
To my right, there is another tree.
What about behind you, Red?
Look. Oh, God. Oh, that's real funny, pal.
Sorry. Well, you're apparently in the woods.
Hell, I know that. I told you that. Boy, you better get somebody out here real quick. I swear to God, my left is swelled up to the size of a tractor tire. Please get somebody out here.
Okay, Red, we're working on it, man. We'll get somebody there as soon as we can.
All right. Hey, tell them to bring, like, a whole lot of ice and a wheelbarrow.
Why a wheelbarrow, Red?
I'm going to need a wheelbarrow to carry around my big old swollen...
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, they're on their way, man. Good morning, QM.
Oh, man.
Red?
I got to tell you. You know, my scrotum's been stuck in this bear trap since Friday.
Yeah.
I can't even feel it no more.
Nope.
Hell, there's no pain at all. But, boy, partner, I need you to get somebody down here to help me out. I really
do. Red, help is on the way. But now, you can't feel anything? Your scrotum is just, like, numb?
I can't feel a damn. Well, here, let me show you.
What?
Take the butt of my gun here and give that scrotum a couple of whacks. Check this out.
I don't know, man. Oh.
Didn't even feel a thing. Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah,
oh, that was stupid. Bad call, Red. Bad one, boy.
Okay,
oh.
Man. Red, the help is on the way. We're going to get your scrotum onto the bear trap.
Dude.
Don't hit it anymore, man. Are you nuts?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's funny, man. Mr. Funny Guy was a comedian, you son of a
you
bitch.
You're there. Oh,
my
this
God.
This has got to be him.
This must be
what
Red.
What the hell are you?
Is this Red?
Yeah?
God, look at that scrotum.
It's unbelievable. It's huge.
That is the biggest scrotum.
Get away from me, you little Quinny. What the hell are you? Who the hell did you send over here?
The fairies. Those are the fairies.
Scrotum in the hands of a couple of fairies.
They know what they're doing with scrotums, man. They can take care of it.
Yeah, that scrotum is huge. Look at that.
Here's the salve. We need to put some
calm.
Stay calm.
Put salve over there.
Hey, don't touch you, son. Get away from me.
Right here. Salve.
Let him do it, Rick.
It's soothing.
Yes, it is.
I'll get you out.
God, I've never seen a scrotum this big.
Let's
pull the trap.
Exactly.
We're going to pull the trap open now.
Oh, yeah.
Take that side.
Here we go. We're going to pull and you slide out as soon as you peel the...
Okay. All right. Here we go. Grab that side.
Yeah. What the hell are you?
Those are the fairies, man.
It's not moving.
What are y'all doing?
Pull hard.
Here we go.
Pull.
They're getting you out, Red.
Little room, yeah.
Here we go.
Little room. It's
coming off.
I'm slipping. Oh, my God.
What happened, Red? You all right?
Sorry, Red.
Red.
We'll get
the job.
Yeah, we better go. Good morning, QMF.
Oh, my Lord, when are you going to get somebody out here?
Red,
I
know.
God.
Okay, Red, stay calm. We have sent a station representative. We know where you are. I'm sorry about the fairies yesterday, man. It was probably a bad call on our part. We will get your scrotum out of the bear trap. I guarantee it. He's on his way.
You better hurry up, buddy, because I think I can bowl with the left one right now. Oh, Lord, it's me.
Oh, my God. Hey, you must be the guy with his scrotum stuck in the bear trap.
Yeah, you must be Sherlock Holmes. Of course I'm a guy stuck in a bear trap. Can't you see my scrotum?
Hey, hold on, amigo. Don't be such a hothead. Come on, you're dealing with Dick here.
Yeah,
are you trying to tell me that is a scrotum?
Yes.
That is not a scrotum.
Yes,
that is something I... Here, let me kick it out of the way for you.
Wait.
Red.
Oh.
Red, Dick. Red, Dick. Quit fooling around out there, guys, please. Dixon, can you help the man or not?
Hey, Ron, is that you?
Yes, it is. What?
Well, I tell you, I can help him make a bunch of bucks.
What are you talking
about? He's sitting on a gold mine.
Okay, no, he's not sitting on a gold mine. He's sitting on a scrotum, and he's in pain. Get the man out of there, for God's sake.
Scrotum, gold mine. Are you catching my drift here, me amigo?
Man,
we got hats, 3D postcards, the My Grandmother Saw the World's Biggest Scrotum, and all I got was a lousy T-shirt.
Okay, Dick, no, man. Dick,
sacks and sacks of money.
Get the man out of the bear trap.
Lord, old can do.
Why?
First of all, I don't touch another man's scrotum. Second of all, this scrotum looks mean. I think it's angry at me for getting
okay, just get back to the station and leave Red alone.
Okay, hey, I can do that, amigo, but first you gotta do something for me.
What?
Give away the general drinking cups, 32 ounces of your favorite beverage in a refillable cup from Five Star Food Mart.
Dixter, not right now, man. I'm busy here.
All right, then I kick the scrotum again.
Oh, for the love of God, give away the cups, please.
Not just any cup, my bloated buddy. It's the general.
All right, Dixter, I'll give away the cups. Just get back here and leave Red alone, man.
My pleasure, me amigo, because I think this place is just loaded with ticks.
Oh, yeah. Ticks.
Good morning, QMF. Oh, Fireman Ed.
Good morning, guys, and boys and girls.
Hi.
This is Fireman Ed.
I knew that, Ed.
Say, Uncle Ron, I just found your friend Red out here with his scrotum caught in a bear trap.
Can you help him, Fireman Ed? Can you get...
Can Fireman Ed help him?
Please.
Well, certainly, Uncle Ron.
Great.
As firefighters all across the country are trained to do, we are always up on our rescue techniques.
Oh, I knew
and
that.
After making a primary assessment of the scene, I've come up with the perfect solution.
What are you going to do, Ed? Can you get him out?
Well, Uncle Ron, that scrotum's got to be hacked off like a field mouse in a lawnmower.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, we will have to go back in and cauterize those blood vessels to control the bleeding.
Isn't there another way, Ed? An easier way to do
it? As you know, Uncle Ron, in rescue, there's always a second option.
Yeah.
And I just happen to have my blowtorch with me today.
Blowtorch?
You know, that metal on that bear trap's going to get awfully hot.
Well, that's a risk I'm prepared to take, Ed. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Now, Red, you've got to understand, it's important that you hold perfectly still.
Hold still, Red.
Okay.
He'll get you out of there, buddy.
Oh, whoops.
Sorry.
Right. Hold still now.
What'd you do, Ed? Oh, boy.
Say, look how that metal on the bear trap is turning that bright color red.
I'll bet.
It must be 1,700 or 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit.
You're hearing a live...
I sure am glad that's not my scrotum trapped in this bear trap.
Me too, Ed. You're hearing a live rescue on the asylum this morning, ladies and gentlemen, getting Red out of that bear trap.
Still, we're almost there.
Almost there, Ed. Red. Who?
And there. That should get it.
He's out.
Now, how's that feel? You know, Red, because of the intense heat and the trauma that your scrotum has been subjected to, it's vitally important that ice be applied immediately.
Ice.
And I just happen to have an ice pack right here. Well, Uncle Ron, another successful rescue.
That's great.
Fireman Ed's got to go now. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ed. Well, you know, we should have called Fireman Ed like Monday, immediately. He should have been the first guy, a rescue, a live rescue. You just heard it happen on this broadcast.